what did you expect from the Fisher administration?
Well, let's see. What I expected from anyone after such a long tenure of somebody else was obviously some period of getting your footing in place, finding out that which was going on that wasn't necessarily public. And so I knew there'd be quite a bit of that. And it seems like we've had some of that. I realize we're doing all these specials on 100 days, but that is not exactly much of a tenure to judge anybody on. And there's a long administration ahead and a lot of times to do a lot of neat stuff.
Of the first 100 days, what are some encouraging things that you've seen that Mayor Fisher has taken on or at least said or have come up in this first few months of this administration?
I certainly appreciate during the campaign, and I've appreciated since he's been in office, making sure to be intentional about talking about inclusion beyond the same old crowd and trying to follow that up. Well, he hadn't had a lot of chance yet to follow it up with appointments and other things. I feel like he has been sensitive to sort of the outcry from people that I'm sure he's heard of openness in government. And so when we went through at least some of the questions, if you will, I don't know the particulars, but at MSD, the change in appointments to the board happened pretty quickly.
How much of those do you think that is due to the responsiveness of Fisher or the fact that whoever the new mayor would have been would have less political capital and wouldn't be as insulated as his predecessor?
Well, it's too soon to see if it is a real change. It certainly will always be a feature of having a less powerful mayor. The real measure will be how you deal with your own missteps or your own changes in policy.
Have you been surprised or do you expect the Metro Council will take a more active role with a mayor who obviously isn't that popular or as popular as his predecessor? Do you expect them to take a more active role? They have obviously been involved in some issues and some controversy involving discretionary spending. And as we have a pretty tight budget going around this year, a $22 million shortfall, in fact, do you expect that the council will take a more active role and that the residents will look to them and be more critical of their application or their policies and how they behave?
Well, we definitely have a very different circumstance than we did before, where not only is there a very powerful mayor by statute here in the city of Louisville, that mayor also predated anybody in the council. This case, it's very, very different. The folks who are in council have been around the political landscape for even longer than the mayor. So that certainly is a totally different dynamic there. Well, we've got yet another 100 days ahead of us, and we will have the budget hearings, a whole lot of give and take. And I think you'll be able to make on that question a whole lot better judgment on how that dynamic's going to play out, because that hasn't even, I don't believe, begun to play out.
Going into the future of this administration, what should the average Louisvillian, the average citizen's response be?
I hope we will rally around a mayor when the mayor's willing to take a risk and step out there and try to build a consensus for where we should go. And I hope we're not too much in the business of only beating up on somebody when they take a risk and it doesn't quite come together.